night practice was exciting. It was fun to be under the lights, kind of reminded guys of high school football when you play Friday nights and under the lights. So the energy was definitely there tonight. It was fun to see that so many of our fans came out to support us.
Is that more than you've seen before?
I think it's been probably the largest crowd we've had thus far this camp. But obviously they're excited about football just like we are. So hopefully that continues to follow throughout the rest of the season.
Have you liked the schedule? Like Coach Fisher talked about how he wanted you guys rested, but also intense when you came out here. Have you kind of liked the way that practice has gone?
No question about it. The schedule has been designed to keep the guys fresh. For guys to really come out and compete and give the best effort each and every day. I think Coach Fisher has been very strategic in how he's devised the schedule. And guys have really responded well, and I think it's going to pay big dividends for us in the season.
At this point in camp, I mean, as a guy that's been here, is it get real anxious waiting for another team to come in here, or is it all right still right now?
Well, you know, it's still early. We're about to finish our first week of training camp. We're still building the foundations of hopefully a championship football team. And it's exciting to hear that the rounds will be coming soon next week. It'll be fun just to compete against some guys in another uniform.
Yeah.
So, but it will still be us working on the things that we do well. It'll be fun to compete, but at the same time, we'll continue to work on the things that we do as a team.
Obviously, you know, I'm off the field. I don't know what's going on, but just from watching the blocking drills with the running backs, it looked like Chris Johnson was doing all right for his size. Would you agree with that?
Definitely. Chris Johnson has taken huge strides early on right now. I think, you know, he has a lot of big play potential. He has tremendous speed. In the particular drill one-on-one with the linebackers, he definitely held his own. Then he's only 200 pounds, but he's a fighter. He's feisty. And he wants to compete. And that's what we need from that guy in that position. So I think he and Lindell are going to be a nice 1-2 punch for us.
You know, last question. Obviously, you know, you leave here pretty late tonight and a lot of nights. Is there a way to find a balance between making sure you get rest but also having some time to decompress stuff from camp?
Well, when the night concludes, you know, most guys, you know, try to get a quick bite to eat, you know, drink plenty of fluids. It's hot each and every day, so you want to drink a lot of fluids at night and then get your rest. You know, it's important that you lay down at a decent hour because it's an early rise the next day. So it's still training camp. It's football 24/7, you know, for the most part.
Yeah.
So you just want to be a professional about your job and do the necessary things to have your body ready to perform at the peak level on the next day.